Today we will be studying Tehillim Tzadik Zayin, the 97th Psalm. In the chain of Psalms 95 through 100, which form the heart of Kabbalat Shabbat, there are several dominant themes. Foremost is the coronation of Hashem and the establishment of His kingdom here on earth. Number two is Hashem's judgment as a cause of both fear and rejoicing, simultaneously as Hashem will impose His law on the universe. Three is an emphasis on God's chosen people, Am Yisrael, who partner with Hashem to bring all humanity to recognize and worship Hashem and His moral law. Our Psalm 97 is sandwiched between two celebrity songs that invite all creation and all nations to join in a song and focuses on the response of Tzion and Bnot Yehuda when all nations experience the revelation of God's power and fiery judgment. Indeed, the imagery of lightning and blazing light breaking through the fog, a light that burns evil as mountains melt like wax, bring joy to the righteous. The psalm opens with a declaration, Hashem Malach, not to indicate Yimloch, he will reign, or that he is reigning, but that He has been reigning all along. God reigns. He is King. In biblical Hebrew, if you put the name before the verb, it creates a perfect tense. And therefore, Hashem Malach should be translated as Hashem has been ruling all along. And Rashi indicates that this will occur as an open fact when Hashem dethrones Amalek in Milchemet Gog u'Magog, the final battle between God and the forces of evil, to occur in the latter days. Radak explains the need for repeating the theme of the final redemption, as it has already been mentioned in the previous psalms. He says that these psalms are meant to provide continued hope for those on the brink of despair, given the length and the agony of our galus, when Hashem's very existence is behind clouds of sorrow and fog of doubt. It is no wonder that many people despair of Mashiach ever coming and for the world to ever become a place of right and wrong, virtue and vice differentiated, as opposed to a struggle between powers that are amoral. Breaking through the clouds and fog, Hashem will reveal Himself even to those people on the most remote islands. And thus our Mizmor reads, Hashem Malach, Tagel Haaretz, Yismichu Iyim Rabim. While God has been reigning, His reign will become apparent such that all of the earth will gleefully rejoice, including those on faraway cast islands. There are many words in Hebrew for joy and happiness. You know them as sason v'simcha. But tagel has no English equivalent. It shared a common root with hitgalut, revelation, and represents the gleeful surprise at uncovering, like Eureka, when your shaky faith is affirmed and confirmed by visual perception. The unfolding scene described in the following verses, Bet, Gimel, Daled, Hey, 2 through 5, describe God coming in a blaze, Esh lefanav telech, Vatelahet saviv tzarav, He'iru brakav tevel, Ra'ata v'tachel ha'aretz, Harim kedonag namasu, Milifnei Hashem, Milifnei Adon kol ha'aretz. Surrounded and wrapped in clouds and fog, God establishes his throne through tzedek, justice, u'mishpat, and his holy law. Esh lefanaf telech, fire will herald his coming, and burn all around him all those who are his enemies. His lightning bolts will light up the universe, and the earth will see and tremble and dance. Harim kedonag namasu, and mountains will melt like wax before Hashem, before the Lord of the entire earth. This scene reminds us of Hashem's revelation at Sinai. In the 19th chapter of Shemot, we read, Vayhi bayom hashlishi biyot haboker. On the third day, at the dawn of a new day, Vayhi kolot uvrakim ve'anan kaved al ahar. There were sounds and lightning bolts and a heavy cloud cast upon the mountain. Ve'kol shofar chazak me'od, and the blaring sound of a shofar very strong. Vayicherad kol ha'am b'machaneh, and the entire nation encamped below trembled. And then we read, Ve'har Sinai ashan kulo, and the entire mountain looked like it was coming up in smoke. Mipnei asher yarad alav Hashem ba'esh, for God had come down upon it in fire. Vayal ashano ke'ashan hakivshan, and the smoke from the mountain rose up like a smoke from belching from a furnace. Vayecherat kol ha'har kulo, and the entire mountain trembled. At that time, God revealed not his face, but his sound. We heard at Har Sinai at least the first two commandments, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Velo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai. God introduces himself as the one that took us out of Egypt and forbade us from having any other gods or any other intermediaries between him and Am Yisrael. The next line in the 6th verse says, Higidu hashamayim tzidko, the heavens told of his justice. Ve'ra'u kol ha'amim kvodo, and all nations saw his glory, his honor. Radak explains that as hail and meteor showers will come down upon evil people, fire and brimstone, they will tell, not in sound, but by exhibition, the force of God's justice. For it is his justice and his law that he destroy evildoers. Malbim says that it is a reference instead when we say that the heavens will tell, that we will then see that it is not the stars or the forces of the zodiac. It is not the forces of nature, be they magnetism or gravity, but rather God who makes them function. They are merely tools in his hand, as it were. Furthermore, the earth and the entire universe do not simply surround each other, orbiting blindly with immutable forces, for God controls those forces, and he can put a stop to them, he can speed them up, he can slow them down. It was crucial for all humanity to recognize that God is not controlled by nature, nor does God stand side by side with nature, but rather that nature is run by Hashem and by the laws that God decrees. In the war, the final war, in the final war of Gog Umagog, it will be the heavens that will reveal that God uses the forces of nature to reward or to punish humanity. Elsewhere, Malbim explains that Kvodo, the honor, the glory of Hashem, is not properly translated as that at all, but rather that Kavod, wherever it appears, means the unseen essence, be it the unseen essence of a human being or the unseen essence of God. The British understood this when they said, "I give you my word of honor, for without honor, we are merely beasts." Honor, if you like, stands for the soul, the essential being, the mind and the will that makes us human. In a similar fashion, Kvodo shel Hashem, the essence of God, cannot be revealed or has not been revealed. When Moshe Rabbeinu begged Hashem, "Hareini na kvodecha," show me your essence, Hashem answered, "Lo yir'eni adam v'chai," no human being can see me, the essential me, and remain alive. But our mizmor describes a time when all nations will be able to see God's essence, his essential substance, revealed before their eyes as it had never been revealed to humanity before. At this point comes a second part of our mizmor. Yevoshu kol ovdei pesel hamithalelim be'elilim hishtachavulo kol Elohim. Shama v'tismach Tzion v'tagelna bnot Yehuda leman mishpatecha Hashem. You cannot help but miss the alliteration and the powerful overriding sounds of Lamed in a lyrical fashion. Hamithalelim ba'elilim. God will put to shame all those who worshipped idols, be they of stone or of gold or even of flesh and blood, those who praised themselves by their elilim, by their false gods, by the chasing after demagogues, celebrities, or the gods of gold and silver, or the gods of military prowess. He demands instead, Hishtachavulo kol Elohim, all of these false gods must bow before the Ribono Shel Olam, for celebrity, even genius, military power, political power, financial power, are subjugated to the Ribono Shel Olam's will and must bow before him. Radak explains that Elohim in this case is certainly not a holy word. It is instead the hosts of the heaven that are worshipped by idolaters. Others tell us, Kol Elohim are all those who worship other gods. Sfono insists that Elohim here means the angels. But an angel is nothing more than an embodied will of God. It is merely his messengers. And if we understand that all the forces of nature and all the forces of physics and all the forces of economics are merely tools that the Ribono Shel Olam uses and that he wields them, we will understand that all of them must bow before him. Shama v'tismach Tzion. When all of these forces bow and subjugate themselves consciously before Hashem, at that point Tzion, another word for Yerushalayim, will hear of it and rejoice. For Tzion will be besieged in the war of Gog u'Magog by the enemies of Israel who choose to destroy Am Yisrael and conquer Tzion as they once did. V'tagelna bnot Yehuda, the daughters of Judea in this case represents the other cities of Judea. And they will do so, leman mishpatecha Hashem. That joy, says Mitzudat David, is the joy of Schadenfreude, recognizing that the Ribono Shel Olam has finally avenged those that were murdered among our people, al kiddush Hashem. Radak explains that Zion will be surrounded and besieged by its enemies in that final battle between God and the forces of evil. And at that time, fire and brimstone, flames and sulfur will rain down upon our enemies, bringing Tzion into a joyous victory. Ki ata Hashem elyon al kol haaretz. For you, Hashem, are above all forces of the earth, explains Malbim that Elyon means you are the first and the only cause of any events that have occurred in history. And now our poet turns to good people. Ohavei Hashem, those who love God must love the absolute good and express their love of God by bestowing goodness on others. Sinura, and despise evil, which is the destructive forces. And as a result, Shomer Nafshot Chasidav, the Ribono Shel Olam safeguards the souls of those who love him, who are following him. Miyad Reshaim Yatzileim, he will save them from the hands of evildoers. Or Zarua Latzadik, Ule Yishre Lev Simcha. Our poem ends with this incredible imagery of light that is planted inside the tzaddik. Explains the Malbim that that light is the divine light, which is our souls and comes from part of God. And it is considered planted for it can increase, it can grow if it is given water, if it is tilled, if weeds are removed, until it becomes a light that shines sevenfold and lights up the whole world. Adak explains that that light is implanted in human souls on this world, but they reap the joy that comes to them in the next world. Simchu tzaddikim b'Hashem. Tzaddikim can rejoice in God, certainly ba'olam haba, ולימות המשיח, והודו לזכר קודשו, and they will affirm and thank the mere mention of his holy name.